Jeffrey's Moatmeal Accident. If I live to be 179, I will never forget October 7th of this year. No, I'll try. I've been trying already, but I will never be able to throw off the weight of this particular day. The weird thing is, the day started off great. I recall that I woke up early for some reason and couldn't go back to sleep. So I got out of bed, tiptoed to the bathroom, peed, and did my usual slow-motion ninja walk to get down our squeaky stairs without waking up the rents or Jeffrey. I stopped in the kitchen to suck down some OJ and then continued my silent journey to the basement. My dad has a separate little office down there. He's an accountant, and because he sometimes works really late hours during tax season, he had the walls filled with extra insulation for warmth and soundproofing. I figured I'd get some practice in on the pad before school, so I set myself up in the office. I started to work my way through my usual warm-up routine. 5 minutes of single-stroke rolls, right-left, right-left. 5 minutes of double-stroke rolls, right-right, left-left. And 5 minutes of paradiddles, right-left, right-right, left-right, left-left. My hands were feeling particularly loose, and somehow it was nice being up before anyone else, doing my own thing, which, of course, meant that Jeffrey was bound to find me.
Steven?
Yeah!
You almost gave me a heart attack, you little madman.
This made him giggle hysterically, as it always does when I pretend he snuck up on me, but today he really had snuck up on me. My drumming concentration can be pretty fierce.
Steven, I don't feel good.
Lately, Jeffrey had been complaining a lot that his parts hurt, which we hadn't been understanding too well. I thought it was just another one of his little kid things, like the summer he turned 3 when he convinced himself that he slept with his eyes open. I spent weeks trying to convince him that he slept with his eyes closed, just like everyone else on the planet. I finally videotaped about 15 minutes of him sleeping, which I thought would settle the issue. When I played the tape back for him, though, he insisted,
"Of course my eyes close sometimes when I sleep. That's just what we call a slow blink."
So, you can see why nobody was running outside to flag down an ambulance when this kid's parts hurt. What do you want me to do?
Can you make me some oatmeal?
Some oatmeal?
Right, some oatmeal.
Jeff, give me a break. I'm practicing here.
But I'm cold. I need oatmeal to warm up my parts.
I could see I wasn't going to get out of this one without a fight, and I am a pretty big oatmeal fan myself, to tell you the truth. However, I couldn't resist teasing Jeffrey a little, so I said, "Cream of wheat?
Oatmeal!
Cream of wheat?
Oatmeal!
Cream of wheat?
Oatmeal!"
Okay, you don't have to call out the National Guard. I'll make the oatmeal.
Yay! Oatmeal!
Up in the kitchen, I set Jeffrey on a bar stool so he could help by mixing the oatmeal with the water before I nuked it. My mom always tells me not to leave Jeffrey up on the high stools without me standing right next to him, but she's ridiculously overprotective. If she had her way, he'd be wearing body armor to kindergarten. Anyway, he was babbling away about how our special oatmeal treat would refix his parts when I turned away for a second to get a wooden spoon. I heard a swish, a crack, a thump, and a little whimper. When I looked back, I realized that Jeffrey must have slipped off the stool and banged his face on the counter. He looked up at me from the floor for that miserable split second little kids always take before the wailing starts, and I saw a drop of blood under his nose. Then two things happened at once. He started to scream like a banshee, and the drop of blood turned into a torrent. I grabbed the hand towel off of the refrigerator handle and held it to Jeffrey's nose. He looked terrified in a way I hadn't seen him before, and he was still screaming. I found myself pulling him onto my lap, saying things to him over and over, like, "Hush, Jeffy." I never call him that unless he's upset. "It's okay. You're all right." When this didn't stop his wailing, and I knew the rents were about to come flying into the room any minute, I started to get a bit impatient. "Come on, Jeffrey, it's a little nosebleed, that's all. You've had a million nosebleeds before, right?"
"No, I've had 2 nosebleeds before. The time you let me skateboard and..."
"Okay, 2 nosebleeds, but nosebleeds go away. Jeff, you're fine. Now stop shouting before Mom and Dad."
"Steven, what have you done to your brother?"
"Don't..."
"Too late."